Scene 9 of The Guardian of the Threshold. A pleasant, sunny morning landscape. In the background, a city with many factories. Capacius, Benedictus, Strader, Maria, Tomasius engage freely in conversation while walking back and forth. Capacius, alone. Here is the place where Benedictus, so often in the morning sunlight, gives his time generously to his students, and they may, in a mood of consecration, receive his words of wisdom. Far off there lies what cruelly must sever the souls of men from all the glorious beauty displayed by God-created nature as a blessing. In the vast stony desert of that city is Benedictus always occupied in healing sorrow by his deeds of love. But when he speaks in words of wisdom about the world of spirit to his students, he wishes to find hearts unlocked by the free powers of creation here in nature, which like the sun reveal themselves, awakening souls. I too am now allowed to share the happiness his words can bring to all who hear them. He lovingly took on the spirit burden of guiding me into the spirit world, and so I feel when I am near him that I have been returned to my own self. Benedictus joins Capacius. There shall, through your free deed in future, and deeds of others in the circle of my students, a knot be loosened, formed by threads that karma spins in earth becoming. All you experienced must serve this loosening. In human hearts, which follow with devotion the spirit guidance that I serve, myself, your strength, can find the helpers, joined with whom you will complete the work for which you were prepared in spirit. Capacius, I've learned to know you, and I'll follow you. When I had been allowed to hear your words as beings in the spirit worlds, and you had brought me to myself again, I held communion with my soul. Then I perceived within the spirit light the goals toward which, in progress of the earth, my future lives shall be devoted. I am convinced by now you chose to show to me the paths that I should take. Benedictus, united with you, Strader and Tomasius, in future, will be able to accomplish much for the right progress and the good of men. The forces of the soul which they possess have been prepared since earth's beginning, in such a way that in the cosmic course they can unite now with your spirit to form a triad filled with strength. Capacius, so I must thank my destiny's stern powers, which had to be at first incomprehensible, that they at the right moment showed me clearly the aims that make my life now meaningful. He pauses, pondering. How wondrous was your guidance! It seemed at first as if I strove in vain to enter with my spirit consciously those worlds your words had put before my soul in concept form. When in your books I labored deeply, for many years I could find only thoughts, and then, quite suddenly, I had around me the spirit world in its reality. I hardly knew then how to find myself aright in my accustomed earlier world. Benedictus. Through its effective power, this former world would always have concealed from you the life of spirit, unless the stronger nature of this spirit life had not subdued the world of sense into a thin and shadow-like existence. You, therefore, with full spirit vision, must perceive yourself upon the threshold, which for others opens first the eyes of soul. During the last words of Capacius, Strader joins them. The three go away together, and after a short time Benedictus returns with Strader. Strader. Deep pain I felt within my inner being, mounting like heavy pressure on the soul, when, on awakening, I recognized myself again within the body from which your words had guided me. I was tormented first by my half-conscious soul life, yet it was more than torment, for it brought forth the memory of all I had lived through before I saw with terror what I've just learned from Ahriman. All thinking must come to a standstill there, And then I had to ask myself, why did the words of Benedictus take me into that realm where souls are merely counted, and where each soul is valued for its help toward that power's aims to shape to his own purposes what I have done? He, in his wisdom, wanted to select from the full count of men 12 for his work. Benedictus, you surely know quite well why all these souls displayed by Ahriman drew near to you when he by force intruded in their destinies. Strater, this too my pain made very clear to me. It showed how in an earthly life long past I was connected with an order which now has formed the occult brotherhood. It showed too my relationship to all those people who revealed their actual selves. And I could feel that Ahriman intends to use these ties, which in our future lives must firmly bind their souls to mine. Benedictus, the cosmic powers guide their deeds, so that in strict accord with measure and with number, they follow wisely cosmic progress. The outer token of this ordering shows itself clearly in the earthly senses when they observe the sun upon the course it takes through the 12 stellar constellations. The way that it relates itself to these reveals how on the earth things come to pass in the successive periods of time. So Ahriman desired to use those souls who are united with you for energies from which your work can radiate forth. He wished by measure and by number to bind your own soul fast to theirs. Strader, since I have learned to understand the meaning of number and of measure, I'll succeed in rescuing my work from Ahriman's domain and offering its results to gods of earth. Benedictus, you've had to recognize the sense of number within the universe through power of Ahriman. This way was necessary for your soul. Your spirit training led you to this realm, which you must recognize if your creative power shall rightly blossom forth. The two walk away. From the other side, Maria and Thomasius enter. Maria, Johannes, you have conquered and brought knowledge out of the icy realms of truth, and you'll no longer weave in images as souls live them like dreams within their bodies, for far from cosmic progress are the thoughts that merely self-begotten come to life. Thomasius, and that they do so springs from love of self, pretending to be thirst for knowledge. Maria, whoever wants to dedicate himself to human progress and perform such works as prove essential forces in the course of time must first entrust himself to just those powers which bring in deep realities measure and number into the battle between order and confusion. Knowledge in truth will only come to life and manifest itself within the soul if it can bring to men in earthly bodies the memory of life in spirit realms. Thomasius, my course of life is then marked out for me. All that I am, I have to feel as double nature. Through Benedictus and your help, I am a being that exists apart, whose forces do not yet belong to my own nature, stirring still within me. What both of you have given me is for itself a human being, who must give willingly to other men what has been granted him through spirit training. He shall devote himself now to the world as best he can, but with this new man in him, nothing of the other one must mingle, the one who senses that he only is at the beginning of a true self-knowledge. Contained in his own world, he will go on, if his own strength and if your help enable him to shape in future his own destiny. Maria, whether you walk your path in truth or error, you can keep ever clear the view ahead so that your soul is able to pursue its way. For this you must with courage bear necessities stemming from the nature of the spirit realm. Curtain, end of scene 9.